So we're going to discuss today something that I discussed in Smichas Chaver this past Tuesday night, and I don't remember if I ever gave a Temin Halacha share in it, but it's very much Nogei Lamaisa during the summer, and it's a good topic for a Temin Halacha share, and that is, if a husband makes early Shabbos, does the wife have to make early Shabbos together at the same time that the husband makes early Shabbos? Is the wife bound by the husband's Kabbalah Shabbos? So all we're going to do today is just go through four basic approaches in the poskim to this issue. We're going to go through the approach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shmuel Levi Vosner, Rav Sturmbach and Rav Vadya is the same approach, and Morenu Harav Shechter Shlita in terms of this issue, whether a wife is bound by a husband's Kabbalah Shabbos. Now there is no doubt that there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, a mitzvah perhaps Doraisa of being Mosif Mechol Al Kodesh, that a person should try to make Shabbos early. Rav Moshe Feinstein had an idea that he believed very strongly that one is only Mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos when a person is doing the Tosefes Shabbos, when they're being Mekabel the Shabbos early because they want to be Mekabel Shabbos early as a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. He held that if you're doing it out of convenience, you're just being Mekabel Shabbos early because it's easier for you to be Mekabel Shabbos early, that is not going in. It's not for Kavanas Kedusha Shabbos, that it's not going to be for the Kavana of Kedusha Shabbos, that is not at all a fulfillment of Tosefes Shabbos. That is the Shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it would turn out that what the role of a wife is when a husband is Mekabel Shabbos would depend on why the husband is Mekabel Shabbos early. If the husband is Mekabel Shabbos early because he's really doing the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, so then he has a real minhag that he is observing, that he's always Mekabel Shabbos early, so a wife is always bound by the husband's minhagim, and therefore the wife would also have to be Mekabel Shabbos early because he's doing this out of minhag, and it's something he does not only in the summertime when it's convenient, but even in December when Shabbos in New York is at 4:08 or something, or 4:11 or whatever, very, very early, he's still going to make Shabbos a half hour before that. So that's clearly a minhag tov that the husband keeps, and therefore the wife would be bound by that like any other minhag that the husband has. However, says Rav Moshe, that is not the typical case. Typically, when a person is mekabel Shabbos early, they're doing it in the summertime when it's convenient, when shkia is like 8:30 and they just don't want to have to they don't want to have to put the kids to sleep before Shabbos starts or before they're able to enjoy the Shabbos meal. They want to have a meal together with their family, so they're doing it out of convenience. That's not a real mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, and therefore the husband's minhag, so to speak, to make early Shabbos during the summer would not be binding upon the wife. But even then, says Rav Moshe, she is somewhat limited in what she can do. Why is she limited in what she can do? After all, it's not a minhag, and the husband's practices should not bind her in any way. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, but there is a halacha that based on psukim in the Torah, that not only does a person have to be shomer Shabbos, but he has to make sure that all that is under his jurisdiction does not do malacha for him. His eved cannot do malacha for him. There's nisr mechamer. His behema cannot do malacha for him. So perhaps, says Rav Moshe, one's wife is also included in this halacha as well, that she too cannot do malacha for him. So even though she's allowed to do malacha because it's not Shabbos for her, so she could do malacha for herself, but because it is Shabbos for him, she can't do malacha for him. Part of his chiyuvim of Shabbos is anything under his jurisdiction, anything under his domain is not allowed to perform malacha for him, even if they are not mitzuvah in the Yisr Shabbos, like an eved, like a behema. So kal v'chomer, a woman herself who is not mitzuvah in Shabbos yet because she has not been mekabel Shabbos, she would not be able to do any malacha for him. So again, according to Rav Moshe, if he has a minhag consistently throughout the year, she's bound by that minhag, and she has to observe Shabbos from the moment that he is Mekabel Shabbos. If it's not a minhag that he keeps throughout the year, then she's not bound by it, but she's still limited in that she cannot do malacha for him. Rav Shechter, in a recently published tshuva, recently released tshuva, says that he disagrees with both points of Rav Moshe, both of these comments. First of all, he points out that he saw this in the Sefer Mesoras Moshe, Chelek Aleph, page Samach Aleph, where they say that if the husband is Mekabel Shabbos early because of a minhag, so it follows like any other minhag that the woman would be bound. He says he does not believe, even if he does this every week, that the woman would be bound by the husband's Kohen's minhag, because this is not a communal minhag. This is a yisod Rav Shechter has in many different places, that there are two types of minhagim. There are minhagim that are a community's minhagim, and if the husband belongs to a certain community, the wife is joining that community when she marries the husband, and therefore she is bound by his community's minhagim. But if the husband happens to have personal chumras, personal minhagim, that have nothing to do with his community, that are just things that he likes to do, the wife is not bound by that. He can have his personal chumras, and she's not bound by that at all. Rav Shechter points out that when it comes to, he didn't write this in the tshuva, but when it comes to, I don't think, but when it comes to like gebruchs, people often ask, if they don't want to keep the minhag of gebruchs anymore, can they do ataras nedarim? So Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yichav Adas where he says, well, if you accepted the minhag originally thinking that it's really a halacha, and now you discover that it's only a chumra, it's not a halacha, so then you were mekabel the minhag betaus and you don't need ataras nedarim. But if you understood the whole time that it was just a chumra and you still accepted it, and now you want to undo it, so Rav Avadia Yosef says, so then you need to do ataras nedarim. Rav Shechter disagrees. Rav Shechter says, no, that's a minhag of a community. An entire community of Chassidish Yidin do not eat kibrat. You can't be matir neder on something like that. You can't be matir neder on something that's a binding that the whole community has accepted. You can only be matir neder on something that's more personal. You have a personal chumrah, let's say, to be mekabel Shabbos early every week. That you could be matir neder on. But to be matir neder on a communal practice, what can you do? You could decide that you no longer belong to that community. You could decide that I don't want to be Chassidish anymore. I want to be Yekish. I want to be modern Orthodox. And move into whatever community it is that observes different minhagim. We've had Talmidim, and I've had Talmidim over the years who grew up modern Orthodox, and now they're full-fledged Hasidim. So what, they keep all the modern Orthodox minhagim? Of course not. Now they keep all the Hasidish minhagim of the community that they live in, and that's perfectly fine. And then you don't need Ataras Nedarim either. So Rav Shechter thought, like with Gebrox, Manavshach, either you don't need Ataras Nedarim or Ataras Nedarim is not going to work. If you still want to be part of the Hasidish community, you can't just give up one piece of it. And if you're not going to be part of the Hasidic community, you don't need a Taras Nedarim. You now belong to a different community. So the same is true over here, says Rav Shechter. When it comes to minhagim of a yachid, of an individual, to be mekabel Shabbos early, that's not the kind of thing that his wife is going to be bound by. So that's chiddush number one of Rav Moshe that Rav Shechter disagrees with. The other chiddush that Rav Moshe says, that if it's something that the husband was just mekabel on his own early, but it's not a minhag, that the wife cannot do melacha for him, because she is like Avdo, she is like Pehemto, where they can't do Malacha for him. He said, no, they have nothing to do with each other. When it comes to Shvisas Behema, the Behema is not Chayiv in Shmir Shabbos. When it comes to Shvisas Banav HaKatanim even, the children are not Chayiv in Shmir Shabbos. When it comes to Shvisas Havadav Shalom Malav Lo Tavu L'Shem Kedusha, they themselves are not Chayiv in Shmir Shabbos. So they could do Malacha for themselves on Shabbos, even before Asya. So for such people, there's a din that they're not allowed to do malacha for the master. But a wife, she herself has her own chiyuvim of Shabbos. She's not included in that halacha, that you're not allowed to do malacha for the husband. So he thought that she would be allowed to do malacha for the husband. So if the husband is mekabel Shabbos early, the wife does not have to be mekabel Shabbos early, unless it's like a communal minhag. The wife does not have to be mekabel Shabbos early. And if she's not mekabel Shabbos early, she can continue doing malacha, not only for herself, but for the husband as well. So that is Rav Shechter Shita, Shita number two. The third Shita is Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Zayin, Simon Lamed Hey, Rav Vosner writes that the wife always follows what the husband does. And therefore, regardless why he's being Makabel Shabbos, he doesn't buy Rav Moshe's Chiddush that if it's done for convenience, then it's not really Tosefa Shabbos. He says, whatever the husband does, whether it's a communal minhag, not communal minhag, personal chumrah, this week, every week, it doesn't matter. When he's Makabel Shabbos, that's when the family's Makabel Shabbos. So she has to figure out when exactly they're saying Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos in Shul, when he's being Makabel Shabbos. And right then, that's when Shabbos comes for her as well. She has to be Mekabel Shabbos by that time. That is the Shita of Rav Vosner. And then the final Shita is that of Rav Sternbach and Rav Avadia Yosef. Rav Sternbach in Chele Gimel of Tshuvas VaHanhagos, Simin Pei Hei, and Rav Avadia Yosef in Chazon Avadia and Ben Hashmashos VeKabbalah Shabbos, Osvav, they say that a wife's acceptance of Shabbos has nothing to do with the husband's acceptance of Shabbos, unless it's a mina kavua that he has year-round. Meaning they agree with Rav Moshe that if it's a mina kavua that he has year-round, then she is bound by it. But when it is not a mina kavua that she has year-round, she is not bound by it at all. Meaning, even to do malachos for him. It has no, they disagree with that second chiddush of Rav Moshe, that she could be mechal Shabbos even after he's been mekabel Shabbos, if it is not a year-round minhag. However, they add one important point. Rav Sternbach adds, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samach Beis, Si'if Aleph, Yisadir Shulchano V'yatziah Hamitos V'yisakin Kolin Yanei Abayis, Kedei Shimsenu Oruch U'mesudar that when a person comes home from shul, everything should be set already, the table should be set, the candle should be lit, everything should already be done. And because of that, because there is this din, and the Mishabur and Sivkat and Gimel quotes that Shnei Malachi Asharis are Malavin Lola Adam, escort a person on Erev Shabbos from the Beis HaKnesses to his house, one Malach is Tov and one Malach is Ra, and when they get to the house, if they find Ner Doluk, Shulchano Aruch, Umita Mutza'as, they find that everything's done already, the candle's already lit, the table's already set, the Malach Tov says a bracha, Yiratzon Sheikein L'Shabbos Haba, and the Malach Ra is Ona Amein Bal Korcho. The Malach Tov gives a bracha, it should be like this the following week, and the Malach Ra has to answer Amein to that bracha. And if not, then it goes the opposite way. So since Chazal have such a comment that when you get home from shul, everything is supposed to already be set, Satzer of Shermach and Ravadia add that even though the woman may not be bound by the husband's Kabbalah Shabbos, if it's just something he does when it's convenient for him and it's not really a minhag, so nevertheless, by the time he gets home from shul, Shabbos should already be in the house. It should already be Shabbos. The atmosphere of Shabbos should already be present in the house on the basis of that Gemara. So to summarize very quickly, I'm going to have to get off now, but to summarize very quickly, Rav Moshe holds that if he was mekabel Shabbos for convenience, then she is not bound by it, but cannot do malacha for him. If he's mekabel Shabbos consistently because it's a minhag, then she is bound by it. Rav Schechter holds that regardless, she is not bound by it because it's a personal minhag, and she can do malacha for him also because this is not at all like the Isra of Mechamer or Avdo or Banavakatanim. Rav Vazner holds that the wife is always bound by what the husband does and regardless of why he's doing it. So whenever he's Mekabel Shabbos, that's it. It's Shabbos for her. And then Rav Sternbach and Rav Vadia say that the wife is never bound that if he's Mekabel Shabbos out of convenience, the wife is not bound by his Kabbalah Shabbos and she can even do malacha for him, but that has to all stop by the time the husband gets home from shul because of that halacha in Siman Reish Samach Beis. Everyone should have a great day, and Bez Hashem, we're going to switch to 2:45 going forward. So on Wednesday, Bez Hashem, 2:45 instead of 2:50. That is the official YU switch. Have a great day.